I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى أصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear viewers of Madri channel, welcome back to I Love
Islam.
Alhamdulillah, we're back here again. As usual, this program will be packed with so many segments, interesting facts, some beautiful things, lessons we're going to be learning, inshallah. And the kids who are here in the studio, they will be performing. But before we do anything else, let's go straight to the quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. Islam.
It's quiz of the day. Right then. Okay then, boys, are we ready for the quiz? Yes, mashallah. The boys in the studio, they're ready. Let's see what's the question of today. In which part of the glorious Quran is Surah Maryam located? In which para is Surah Maryam in? That's an interesting question. Where do we find Surah Maryam in the Holy Quran? Which para is Surah Maryam in? So before we move on to our first segment, let's quickly meet and greet our guests. On my right side, we have Nu'man Reza. MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Nu'man Reza? Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, I am fine. How about you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well as well. MashaAllah. On this side, we've got one old man, one new man. What's your name, sir?
Abdul Qadir Samad.
Abdul Qadir Abdul Samad. MashaAllah. How are you doing?
Fine.
MashaAllah. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the day?
Yeah.
Come on then, let's go. Should we move to our first segment then?
Yes.
Come on then, guess who? Let's move on to our first segment of the day. My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, My Islam. This is a time where we get a chance to learn about so many beautiful things about our religion. And today, we have a unique topic, a wonderful topic. Whenever you talk about this, it brings some courage. It gives us confidence. It gives us a pride that Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and Islam has such a principle, such a teaching that keeps us away from bad things, keeps us away from lying, keeps us away from cheating other people. What that topic is, well, I've given you a clue. Let's see if the kids here in the studio can guess the topic. Come on, boys. What could be the topic today?
My Islam.
That's a segment title.
Oh.
What's the topic? I've just given you a clue if you were paying attention. So when I give this introduction to the segment, I said something. In that, there was a clue.
Okay, then what was the introduction? Can you do the introduction again?
Can I do the introduction again? I can, but I won't be doing it.
You like is to it something to do with like Ramadan?
Subhanallah. Yes. May Allah allow us to reach Ramadan. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Ameen, ameen. That's not the topic. Abdul Qadir, shall I give you first letter?
Yeah.
You choose. Do you want the first letter or the last letter?
First.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay then. It starts with H.
How to become good Muslims.
how to become good Muslims, last time when I checked, it doesn't start with H.
It started with a H.
How to become, oh, okay, I'll let you off. I'm sorry. I admit my fault. I'm wrong here, okay? Happy.
Oh, okay.
How can you be happy when I'm wrong? That's not fair. Mashallah, may Allah keep you smiling. Please do dua. May these kids keep smiling. Mashallah, we're just playing it for me. We're just having fun here. But he's right. He said the full sentence. But today's topic is one word.
Muslim.
Starts with H. Okay, it ends with the last letter. The word ends with the last letter.
It ends with N.
Why?
Is it a long word?
Happy.
The word end.
Happy.
The word end.
Happy.
Ooh, that's a good one, that.
Howdy. Wow.
You made me happy. Mashallah. However, that's not the title. Either get the answer correct, get the correct answer, or admit you lost.
I lost.
As a team, you give up.
I love Islam.
No.
You're not giving up.
I'm not giving up.
You're not giving up.
I'm a happy.
Then we'll be here for years.
I won't.
Okay, I'll give you 5 seconds, both of you. Let's see if you can get the answer, okay? First, you have to keep guessing, okay? If you don't guess in them 5 seconds, then the time's up. Okay? But if you guess something, then you get another 5 seconds.
Yes.
Is that clear? So the first letter is one word answer, the title for the top for the segment. And it starts with H, ends with Y. And it's not happy. But that was a close one, though. That was a close one. Well done, Abdul Qadir. MashaAllah. Come on, then. 5, 4.
Humble
doesn't end with Y, the little Y. Good try, though. 5, 4, 3.
Humbly.
2.
Humbly. That's what?
And 0.
I love Islam.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Good try. May Allah Ta'ala bless them. But why? Now, at least admit our time's over. The game's over. Ali, you're still not looking at me. You're in this program. Come on. I sent you about 5 times now. So, can you say what you need to say now? It's over. And do you admit you lost?
I love Islam.
I love Islam. Okay. That's that code. That's the code for the kids. So, instead of saying I lost, they say I love Islam. MashaAllah. Why were you struggling to say that?
Struggling to say what?
You're struggling to say I lost.
It's because they have belief.
They have belief. I don't know what that was. We'll find out. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Right, today's topic is honesty. Oh. Honesty is the best policy.
That is true.
It's true. What does honesty mean? Okay, can someone explain to me? No one was up. What does honesty mean?
Honesty means always telling the truth.
Telling the truth. Can you explain anything else about honesty?
Honesty means being honest.
But what does honest mean?
Never ever lie and always speak the truth, because honesty is the best policy.
MashaAllah. That's really nice. What would you say, Abdul Qadir?
Honesty means when you encounter a problem and you have to choose two ways, lie or truth.
Then what do you need to choose?
Truth.
Yes. Always speak the truth. Honesty is one of the beauty of Islam. Islam teaches us to be honest, to tell the truth. Never lie. Lying is not something that we should be proud of. It's not a good thing. We should always tell the truth. Okay, let's give some examples now. I'm gonna bring it back to the boys here. Can you give me some examples where, common examples where kids don't be honest? Come on, let's see how many examples you can give today.
When you get in trouble at school.
When kids get in trouble. Why are you getting me in trouble for? You're saying when you get in trouble in school. For me to get in trouble in school, I'll have to go back to school then.
Okay, so
they won't accept me. They're going to say you're too big to come to school.
So then go to college.
So when kids get in trouble in school, okay, and then sometimes to avoid getting in trouble, they lie. Okay, that's one example.
a little older kid. They go into their parents' room. They get their coat pocket. They take their wallet out. They take £10 out. They put their wallet back in. They sneak out the house. They go buy some chocolates and sweets, and they hide it under their pillow.
Now they're lying though.
They're gonna say.
So when they get caught out, when parents ask them, what do they say?
They say, "What do you mean, money? I don't even know where your money is."
But these are few common examples where kids lie. Lying is not a good thing. Lying is not a good thing. Muslim is a person who's honest. Is truthful. He is a person who's man of words. Yeah. If he gets in trouble, he'll get in trouble. But he won't lie. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is famously known even in the non-Muslim community. Those people who did not believe in him, those people who did not follow his teachings, even them people, they knew one thing. Our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the most truthful. And this is something we need to realize. Our beloved master, the last and final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is the most truthful person. And who are we? We are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We have this great connection. But with this, there is responsibility. And one of them is, we must be the truthful as well. We should set such a standard in our life that people around us, by just looking at us, they'll say, yes, he's right. He's honest. If he said it, then I believe it. Because he's a truthful. He's a honest. He never lies. That's how it should be. If you're at school, if you're at home, if you're at madrasa, if you're at shopping, you know, people should look at you and they say, you know what? If he said these things, if he made a comment, then that means he's telling the truth. Be honest with yourself. Is that how it is practically? When people look at us, they point finger at us. They look at us and they say, I know he's lying. There's some people, Ali, there's some people, they look at kids and just by looking at them, they know they're lying. How can they be so judgmental? How can they... It doesn't happen like suddenly. It comes with many experiences. That some people, they lie, and then they lie, then they lie. They keep lying, and they lie so much that people around them, they label that person as a liar. Now, even if that person was telling the truth, they will not believe him. They will not listen to him, and that person will think, for the first time in my life, I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth now, this time, but no one's following me, no one's believing me. Well, I'm sorry, it's your fault. It's your fault. You've been lying. We need to tell the truth. You need to set a standard in your life. Always be honest.
It's just like the boy who cried wolf, because he keeps on lying. And then when he finally tells the truth, they don't listen to him because they think he's lying again.
Yeah. But you know the story about the boy that cried the wolf? Loads of people know the story. Even the people who lie, they know the story. They know lying is not a good thing. But they still end up lying. It becomes a habit. They know I'm doing wrong. They know people are not believing me. But for some reason, you know, that's like they got a brain freeze. They're not understanding. And they're still lying. But one of the harmful effects of lying is people lose trust in you. People lose trust. They won't listen to you. They won't follow you. And remember this, if someone loses trust in you, then it's so hard to build that trust back. And we need to realize it is one of the qualities of a Muslim that he is an honest person. He doesn't lie. So please, please, make sure we be honest. What's going to happen? If you're being honest, especially in the case that you might get in trouble, then what? It's way better to get in trouble now than getting into trouble in the afterlife. Because one day we will have to pay for it. If we have made a mistake, just admit it. You say, yes, it's my fault. I've done wrong. That's it. Be honest. And if you're like this, remember, even if you did something naughty,
But if you tell your parents, look, dad, it was my fault. I did it. I got that person in trouble. Or I took that pencil from school. I made a mistake. I admit I'm sorry. You know, if you say this, you're going to make your dad proud.
And your dad's going to be like, why did you do
no,
this?
No, they'll be happy for you. They know you could have got away with it. You could have gone away with it. You would have maybe not got in trouble. But because you were honest, for your dad, that's more important. For your mother, it's more important that you told the truth. And you never know. No, just because you told the truth, you owned up the mistake, your parents might give you a prize. Remember, we're human beings. We make mistakes. We shall be proud of it, but we do make mistakes. When we make mistake, own up. And this will beautify your personality. So alhamdulillah, now we had a good discussion about honesty. So make intention that we will always be honest. We will always be
honest.
Inshallah. Azza wa jal. Okay, boys, before we continue, should we have a kalam? Who's going to read a kalam today? It's going to be Ali. Come on, Ali. Let's read a kalam. Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habibullah
hasbi Rabbi jallallah ma fi qalbi ghayru Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tere sadqe mein aqa sari jahan ko deen mila pe deenon ne kalma padha la ilaha illallah simit nabi bu jahil se usne kaha agar ho nabi batla uzra meri mothi mein hai kya aqa ka farman hua ar fazl e rahman hua mothi se kankar bola la ilaha illallah حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله أبني بهن سي بول عمر يه تو بتا كيا كرتي تي ميري آني سي بهلي چھپ کے پڑھتی تھی بہن نے جب قرآن پڑھا سن کی کلام پاک خدا دل عمر کا بول برا لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ علیہ الہ الا اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم نعمان رضا, did you know it's time for the segment Did you know?
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Did You Know? Today, inshallah, we're going to be sharing with you some facts about a special prayer. I've given a clue already. It's a special prayer. It's not part of the five daily prayers. But it's something we can do daily. It's an optional prayer which can be done every day. But it has a certain time. Which prayer could we happen?
Nafal.
Nafal prayer. Good try. It's part of Nafal prayer, but it has a certain name. Come on, what could it be? Noman Raza?
I don't know if it is right, but is it tahajjud?
Is it tahajjud? Yes, it is tahajjud prayer. MashaAllah, Noman Raza. I don't know how you got it right today. Maybe it was of a guesswork.
It wasn't a guess. I remember.
Come on, then Ali's going to explain to us. Ali, can you explain? What did he say? Which prayer did he say?
Tahajjud.
Tahajjud prayer.
I think it's after Isha.
It's after Isha.
Okay, then come on, Noman Raza, what do you think?
I think it's around 2 hours before Fajr.
So tahajjud prayer can be prayed 2 hours before Fajr. It can be prayed. But you need to tell me the actual timing.
Can it be after
It's Fajr? One of the night prayer, not after Fajr. Oh, okay. Tahajjud prayer is before start of Fajr. So you got the end time now. Now we need to figure out the start time.
Before Fajr but after Isha.
That's a good one. It's after Isha. But after Isha, you can do the night prayers. Optional prayers. Salatul Layl. Salatul Layl is like night prayers. And Tahajjud is part of the night prayers. Okay. However, there's something else as well about, there's like another condition. So it's after Isha, but you have to do something. Something that a lot of people love doing, especially in the winter.
Wudu.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Remember, if you want to pray Tahajjud, you have to have wudu, obviously.
So you have to do it again after doing wudu for Isha namaz.
That's an interesting one. That's a good question, man. MashaAllah, at least he woke you up. That's the clue as well. It's the opposite of what I just said.
Oh, so you have to sleep and then right after you wake up, you can read it.
SubhanAllah, finally we have Baba Ali who's awake now. Late in the program. But he's awake, he's wide awake, his eyes are opened up now. MashaAllah. You know when he woke up? He woke up when I hinted the word sleep. SubhanAllah. So you're right. After Isha namaz, so the person who wants to pray tahajjud namaz, that person has to sleep after Isha namaz. Even if it's for a moment, when you sleep for a moment, and when you get back up, now your tahajjud time started for you. And you can pray tahajjud all the way till the start of Fajr prayer. So sometimes, depending on summer or winter, you might have a few hours. Sometimes you might have 6-7 hours. Someone would like to pray tahajjud prayer. One recommendation is maybe put your alarm 30 minutes before the start of Fajr. So every day you got a set alarm 30 minutes, 20 minutes before start of Fajr. Wake up quickly and perform your tahajjud prayer. It's a beautiful prayer. There's so much reward and blessings. Remember, it's one of the optional prayer. It's a nafil salah. And it's such a prayer that a person wakes up in the morning, he makes all the effort in to wake up, get off the comfortable bed. Yeah, it's not easy. Oh, you're right. That's that feeling. That's the feeling you get. Yeah, you want to stay in the bed. You don't want to get up. Yeah, but this person, he wakes up, he fights against the nafs and the shaitan. He gets off the bed. He doesn't run to the wuzu area. He walks it. Okay? He might bang into something else. Yeah, so he goes to the wuzu area and he performs wuzu, gets to the prayer mat, and he prays minimum two rakat nafil namaz. That is tahajjud prayer.
That's two rakat?
Minimum two, but you could read more as well. You could read 4, 6, 8 as well. Minimum, we need 2 rakat nafil namaz when we perform our namaz, whenever we need any nafil namaz. There's so many types of nafil namaz. And the superior form, which has more reward and blessings, it's tahajjud. It's a special prayer. And the reason I'm saying to you is special is because a person makes all the efforts early morning when it's dark, he wakes up, reads namaz. Question is, for who? Why does he read namaz? He reads it only for the pleasure of Allah. He wants Allah to become happy with him. It's beautiful. People are not watching him. He's not praying in front of other people. He's reading it at home in secret. No one needs to, no one knows. No one's aware. But he still prays the tahajjud prayer. He prays to please his Rabb. He's connecting with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala loves that person. SubhanAllah, it's a beautiful way to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to perform tahajjud prayer, inshallah.
Not about Ramadan.
Oh, it's one. You want to read a not about Ramadan? That's a good question. You can read it. You can read something shortly. But before you do that, is this question valid? It's a quiz for both of you, or all of you. Okay. Is your question valid? Can I read a not about Ramadan?
That's obvious.
What's obvious?
That is valid.
It's valid?
Yeah.
My question to you is your question valid? The answer is no.
Why?
Because technically, the word not refers to the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you're reading a kalam, when you're reading a poem about the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we call that naat. And if it's a kalam and a praise about something else, then there's different names. Come on, everyone, because we're talking about Ramadan, let us remember Ramadan.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Habiballah. Ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan. Ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan. Jaan meri tujhe par qurban. Ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan. Abhi jamaa subhan. Jaldi jaldi ya Ramadan, abhi jamaa subhan. Jaldi jaldi ya Ramadan, abhi jamaa subhan. Jaldi jaldi ya Ramadan, jab bhi aata hai Ramadan, jab bhi aata hai Ramadan, jaan mein aa jaati hai jaan, jaan mein aa jaati hai jaan. Ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan, ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan, ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan, ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan. Khoob hai Ramadan ki bhi shaan, isme utra hai Quran. Khoob hai Ramadan ki bhi shaan, isme utra hai Quran. Tujh mein bakhshish ka samaan, tujh mein bakhshish ka samaan. Hai lare mah ghufran, hai lare mah ghufran. Ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan, ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan, ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan, ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan. Ya Ramah ka tu sultan, fazle rab se hai Ramazan. Ya Ramah ka tu sultan, fazle rab se hai Ramazan. Ya Ramah ka tu sultan, fazle rab se hai Ramazan. Mola tu behre Ramazan, mola tu behre Ramazan. Mujhko bana de nek insaan, mujhko bana de nek insaan. Ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan, ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan, ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan, ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan. Ya Rab kar de karam iman, nazra mele na sake shaitan. Ya Rab kar de karam iman, nazra mele na sake shaitan. Ya Rab kar de karam iman, nazra mele na sake shaitan. Ajjil, ajjil ya Ramadan, mujhko madine mein Ramazan. Kaash mayassar ho Rahman, مجھ کو مدینے میں رمضان کا شرم یسر ہو رحمان مجھے کو مدینے میں رمضان کا شرم یسر ہو رحمان آ جا آ بھی جا رمضان آ جا آ بھی جا رمضان تجھ پہ فدا عطار کی جان عجل عجل یا رمضان عجل عجل یا رمضان عجل عجل یا رمضان
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم سبحان اللہ what a beautiful kalam in the love of the beautiful month of Ramadan We have a short video package. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I love
Islam.
Alhamdulillah, today we're here in Scotland at Madrasatul Madina of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, today we've just finished from a youth event. MashaAllah, these youngsters came here with a lot of passion and to learn Islamic knowledge. Today we had a very important topic, living in the digital world. What does that mean? We spend a lot of time on our smartphones, on digital screens, and sometimes they have a direct impact on our lives. Today we discovered that there is a world outside the digital world. There are some things we can't do in the digital world. One of them is you can't eat food on your screen. Or can you? I'm sure you can't. Also, you can't give a hug to your parents. You can't pray namaz on your smartphones. Also, remember the reality of life. We're living in this dunya, then a time will come, we will move ahead, and there will be the day of Qiyamah. And there will be some important questions we have to answer. And that's the reality. So as Muslims, we need to remember our focus, our purpose of life. That is to worship Allah Ta'ala. Before we go, inshallah, these kids are going to recite a naat, inshallah. We're all going to join in. Say, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ It was a beautiful event. May Allah Ta'ala bless all the kids who made the effort to turn up and they took part in the whole session. Subhanallah. And Dawat Islami is all about helping youngsters to come forward and learn Islam in an easy and happy mode, inshallah. Baba Ali, we were talking about living in the digital world. It means that we live in a time now where we use smartphones, we use digital devices, computers, they're taking a lot of our time now. You spend loads of time. One example of the age that you're still feeling sleepy because someone's been playing game too long, late night, and he needs sleep. Well, we'll come to that later on. So, but I don't want to talk about the harms today. I want to talk to you about what can't we do in the digital world? So what can't we do on the phones? Like the good things, obviously. What can't we do on the phone? What can't we do whilst watching the screen? Why, for example, those watching playing games, for example, what can't you do in the digital world? So, should we go to Norman first?
Spending time with your family, with your parents.
Yes. You can't spend time, physical time with your family. You can connect with your family through internet, through video calls, but that's not the same as actually sitting next to them. They're not the same things. You can put a phone next to yourself, but that's not the same thing as actually sitting next to your parents and your loved ones. So remember that. Do you have anything else? What can't we do on the smartphones?
We can't.
And I want you to guess one main thing. I want you to guess what I'm thinking. Let's see how quickly you get there.
We can't fix the ceiling.
You can't do any physical work, you're right? Any physical work, you can't do it. And that's a reality.
You cannot do exercise.
Ji?
Not do exercise.
Yeah, you can't do any physical exercise. You can't run around. You can't do any other healthy exercises.
You cannot eat anything. Yeah.
You can't eat. You're right. You can't eat or drink. You can't just look at the screen and from one side you got a photo of banana that you're passing it onto the other side and it goes into your stomach. It doesn't happen. Yeah. So if you want to eat fruit, if you want to be healthy, you want to eat some food, then you have to physically go to the fridge and get something from there and eat it.
Or eating fruit salad.
There's one more important thing we can't do on the phones or on the screens.
Read namaz.
Yes, we cannot offer namaz. Remember, we are Muslims, and Islam is a code for the whole life. Islam teaches us how to live our life, and the most important thing for a Muslim is to pray his daily salah. We need to read namaz. You can't read namaz on the phones. You can't read namaz on the screen. If someone's watching cartoons, playing games, you know, talking to someone, sometimes these things are so addictive that one namaz time enters and it goes, then the next namaz starts, that goes as well, and there's people there, they're not praying namaz. They're busy playing games, they're watching things, something on their screen, and they're doing something, you know, on the smartphone, and they're not praying namaz. We can't be doing this. We need to come back to reality. We are Muslims. We need to understand this. We need to pray namaz. So we understand there are some things that we can't do on. What can we do? We can't pray namaz on in the digital world, yeah? There's another thing we can't do is travel around the world. You can't travel. You can't climb a mountain. You can't travel anywhere. So you can't like dive into your screen and then you come out from in China.
On the beach.
It doesn't happen, does it? You can dream about it, yeah, but it can't happen. Yeah, so if you want to travel somewhere, you have to get a plane ticket. Okay, then
dream about getting a plane ticket, getting a visa, getting a passport, going back.
There's nothing wrong with that. You can dream about all of them things, but you have to pay the money to get the ticket. Anyway, there are some things we can't do on the smart screens and in the digital world. And we need to realize that. And we need to look at them things as well. They are the core things. They are important to our life. They're so important. They have to be our purpose of life. And we need to sometimes go back and reflect and think about those things. Our life is not all about smartphone. Our life is not all about watching things on the screen. Unfortunately, you know, this thing has taken out a lot of our time, our personal time. In one room, you have family members and they're still not together. They're in one room. But they're not talking to each other. They still feel lonely because everyone's on their own, on the phones. And this is something we need to break. We need to break that culture. And this is where, you know, parents, the kids, all of us, why don't we take a challenge? Whenever we have food, we will have food without watching a screen. Is that easy?
Yeah.
Who's up for the challenge? Inshallah. We're going to have food. We're going to eat together, not alone. We're going to eat together with our family and no one will be allowed to watch screen. You can't be on your phones. You can't be watching TV screen as well. Try to stay away from that and have food. At least one meal. Give it a try and you'll realize that food's so tasty. It's so delicious. Something that you didn't notice that before. Because before when you were having food, you were looking at something else and you're not focusing. And you forget about the importance of the taste of the food.
How is that important?
It is important. Because food, Ali, look at me, food is a blessing of Allah. It's a favor. We need to appreciate this. Now it's time for us to go back to our quiz of the day. What was the question?
The question was, which sapara is Surah Maryam in?
In which sapara is Surah Maryam in? What do you think, boys? Have a guess. Random guess. It's one of the 30 spare. Have a guess. Choose one number quickly.
I don't know, but I'm guessing 23.
16. Why did you say 16?
I don't know.
You don't know. Let's look at the screen then. What's the answer? The answer is 16.
You literally said the answer at one time.
Spara 16, yeah, he heard me.
You said the answer.
I didn't say the answer, but well done. Look after yourself, stay well, stay healthy, stay out of the digital world.
at least some part of your daily routine, inshallah. May Allah bless you all. Until next time, inshallah. Let's leave on this note with the slogan that I love.
I love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.